With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and we are talking now with Peabody High School football coach Mark Betancourt. Coach, welcome back, and congratulations on a terrific start so far.
Thank you very much.
Coach, when we talked, I wasn't sure about where we were in terms of your preparation for this season, you know, maybe what some of your concerns were, but for sure, in the first three games, the line play has been solid. Your offense has been good. You changed a couple of kids at positions, and the defenses look good. So tell me a little bit about how the team has progressed in terms of what you were looking at preseason.
Well, coming in, we knew that we were going to have some offensive changes that needed to be made. Whenever you have an elite quarterback like we had in Shea Lynch, you know that your offense isn't going to be able to be as efficient throwing the ball as it was when you have him. So we had to find other ways of moving the football, getting other guys involved, and not only losing Shea, but the receiving core that we lost, the running backs that we lost. We knew we kind of had to revamp it and just kind of tone it down a little bit from what we had and make sure we have in there plays that we can run successfully with the personnel that we have. And it's still a work in progress. You mentioned our offense is clicking. It's not really clicking. A couple of first halves, we've really struggled to move the ball and put points on the board, scoring zero against Classical and only seven against Beverly. That's something that needs to be fixed. We need to come out and be able to put points on the board in the first half and not rely on the second half to come back or finish things off. If we want to be a good football team, we need to be able to score early.
But, Mark, that kind of thing, I'm hearing from every coach I talk to this early in the season, they call it things we have to clean up. Is that, that's part of the process, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. We're getting way too many penalty calls, too many holding calls, playing behind the sticks a lot in the first half and putting ourselves in bad positions. Everybody's dealing with the same thing. Things need to be cleaned up. We're figuring out how tight the games are going to be called and what we're going to be allowed to do and what's really going to be focused on as points of emphasis to make sure that we're doing what the referees are allowing us to do and cutting down on the things that they're really keeping a close eye on.
Mm-hmm. Everything I'm reading so far, first three games, we are 3-0. A lot of it, Alex Silva and Eli Batista especially, just jump off the page. I presume they're your anchors right now.
Especially on offense. Our offensive line, Eli and Alex, have been the focus, which is kind of the way we want it with a sophomore quarterback. You kind of want to let him ease his way into this and not put too much pressure on him or, make him be the reason that things happen. We try to work him in so he can ease his way into the new spot, get comfortable with what he's doing, and, become the leader of this offense. But defensively, there's a long list of names of guys who are playing well. If there's one thing I am very happy with, it's the way our defense has come out and played in the early on here. Aggressive tackling well, open field tackling, really rallying to the football. Every clip you'll see 5, 6, 7, 8 helmets in the picture, just swarming the person with the ball. And that's what we're really looking for, is to be a real solid defensive team and take some of the pressure off of our offense, not feeling like we have to score 40 points to win.
Well, Coach, two shutouts, first three games, you gave up 2 touchdowns to Classical, and that's it. Can you brag about some of your defensive kids?
Oh, definitely. Our defensive line has been very, very solid with Alex Jackson and Joey Tebow, Corey Dooley, the big man in the middle there, Matty Mastrocola, Jaden Cotillo, all have been doing a great job mixing in with our defensive line. Jimmy Fest has been an animal in the middle. Two of the best tacklers on our team are our outside linebackers, Alex Silver and Donnie Kavanaugh, who have been outstanding really early on. Our defensive backs, Eli, he's one of the best you're going to find as far as a free safety, but Jason Pierre and Dorlan Morrell, Johnny Lucas have been doing a great job. We're starting to get some younger guys in there to get them some game experience when we have kids dinged up. Tyler Rappold, a kid is really starting to come into his own. The defense so far has been really the solid, the constant that we've been able to have success with. We're just going to get our offense a little bit more in sync, a little bit more executing the way we want them to execute, and cut down on those penalties and putting ourselves in bad positions offensively.
Yeah, penalties and turnovers are bugaboos, of course. Coach, your defense has played so well. I think you mentioned it. Have you been able to get some of the younger kids some reps?
Yeah, that's the good part is, when you're having success defensively, you can mix some kids in that may not, get the reps at the varsity level, which is just going to make us better in the long run. And when you have a weapon like Dom Scalise on your team, that if the offense struggles, he's going to punt the ball and put us in a good position, field position-wise. I think he's got 5, 6, 7 touchbacks on kickoffs. And the weapon that he is for extra points and field goals, kind of gives you a little bit of breathing room when you really, really need it. So right now, things are looking, I'm happy with the way we've come out. Obviously, every coach would like to be 3-0, but there's a couple of 0-3 teams right now that I think are very, very good football teams. They're just, wolves in sheep's clothing right now, including the team we have this week in Marblehead.
I knew that's where you were headed. Before we get there, Mark, tell me about your field goal unit and your point after unit, because they've been so good for so long, and that starts with, of course, your center, your holder, as well as your kicker. Tell me about those three kids and how they work together.
Well, long snapper is actually a freshman. When we had our competition for our long snapper, he really stood out. And for me to put a freshman on the field tells you the confidence that I have in him, that the things he does in practice have translated into the game. So right now, I couldn't be happy with the job that Matty Dresser, our freshman long snapper, has been doing for us. It's really been a pleasant surprise. Losing Sam Merrill, who was our long snapper for the last couple of years, now long snapping up at Plymouth State, we really were worried about that position. And Matt walked in the first day, and when we called for long snappers, was hesitant to come over because he was a freshman. And I said, hey, if you can snap the ball, I don't care what year you are. And he's really done a great job. Obviously, our holder, Alex Silver, is one of the most reliable guys on our team. He doesn't feel pressure. He doesn't need his ice water in his veins. So holding the ball for Dom is not a difficult thing for him. It's just a matter of catching the snap and positioning the ball the way Dom likes it. Dom is just aces. We're just very lucky to have him. And we're going to take advantage of every opportunity we have to get him on the field and get us points.
Mark, I got to ask you, how important is that to have something like that and to recognize it? I mean, I know you do, and every coach works at it, but when you can have a machine like that and then replace one of the parts, it's something, I guess, you can take off your worry list.
Well, you feel good once you get inside the 30 that, okay, we're going to get points out of this, as long as we don't turn the ball over.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't get a touchdown, you feel good that you have a good shot at getting 3 out of it as a worst-case scenario. Where in the past, 4th and 18 inside the 30, you had to really go for it because you didn't really have that guy that could hit a 40, 45, 47-yard field goal with consistency. So having that in our back pocket is always something that makes you feel good about.
All right, Marblehead, you mentioned them a minute ago. They're up next, home game for you guys on Friday. Tell me about what you see.
I mean, there's no secrets. They're a good football team. Obviously, they're 0-3, but they've also played 3 very, very good football programs to get that way. We're not fooled. They're a good team. They're probably going to win, still win 5, 6, 7 games this season. They're well coached. They lost a lot, too, and they're figuring things out just like we are. We've been lucky enough to win our 3. They've been unlucky to lose their first 3. But the bottom line is, come Friday night, it's going to be a Peabody Marblehead game, and the records aren't going to count. We had our first win against them in a long time last year. I know they don't like that. They're not happy about that, and they're going to be out to show that was a fluke. And the records aren't going to matter on Friday night. They're a good football team, and we're going to prepare as if they were 3-0.
Before I let you go, your next-door neighbor there in Linfield, Clayton Marenghi, lights out with Endicott College. But I think I heard that Shea got into the game the other day. Is that true?
Actually, he didn't get in the game, but he's right there behind him.
Okay.
He got in the first game. But, you know, the thing that is so great about what Coach McGonigal does over there at Endicott is their practices are game speed, and Shea's getting great experience, even though he may not get the snaps in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their practices, and I'll tell you the truth, I'm not going to lie, we try to simulate what they do over there at Endicott.
Yep.
I've watched their practices, the job that they do over there. It's not a surprise to me that's a successful program, and it's going to continue to be successful with the way that they work. But, I mean, Renz did a phenomenal job last year. He's off to a great start again this year. Shea can learn so much from watching him and paying attention to not just how he does things, but his work ethic and the fact that, you know, he doesn't look at Shea as a threat. He looks at Shea as a protege, and he's kind of taking him under his wing. And I think Shea couldn't have landed in a better spot as far as an opportunity to be successful, you know, not just in football but in school, and to have a role model like, you know, our neighbor here over in Linfield to kind of bring him along and get him ready for his career.
I love it. I love it. It's so great to have all this locally like this. Hey, Mark, I appreciate it. Good luck this week. I guess just one more quick question. What's the emphasis this week in coaching your team? I know that both teams want to stay within themselves, but I'm guessing it's just to be maybe a little more disciplined, that kind of thing?
I cut down on the penalties, cut down on the turnovers, and be a first-half team. You know, come in, and we want to score early. We want to put points on the board in the first half, and we have not done a good job of that 2 out of 3 games. And it's time that, you know, these kids understand that, you know, as soon as that first whistle blows, we need to be ready to perform and execute and play at a high level.
All right, Coach, thank you so much. We'll talk again. Good luck this week, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, that's Mark Betancourt, who is the football coach at Peabody High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.